This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Scott from West Seattle is. Scott, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Scott has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What animated character says, "What's up, Doc?"
Bugs Bunny.
Correct. The Mariners became an MLB team in what decade?
The 70s.
Yes. What is the name of the mascot for Iron Maiden?
Eddie.
Yes. Your ulna bone is located in what part of your body?
Your knee.
No.
Your ear.
No.
Your leg.
No. What celebrity is currently in the news for alleged sex trafficking?
Diddy.
Yes. What is the name of the main character in the movie The Karate Kid?
Daniel.
Full name?
Danathon. Man, I don't know. Dan, pass.
According to Google, what is the most popular fruit in the world?
Cherry.
No.
Apple.
No.
Banana.
Yes. What band had the hit song The Bad Touch?
Bath.
Yellow and what other color make green?
Blue.
Yes. What is the first element on the periodic table?
Hydrogen.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, I didn't say full name. So should we give him the Karate Kid?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, we're going to give you that one because I didn't specify. So you got 8 correct. That is wonderful.
That was great.
Okay. Okay, Scott.
8 is great.
We have faith over here. You're going to be the Mariners, and hopefully Steve will be the Red Sox.
Wow.
Get it? Like the Mariners will win? Yeah.
Like foreshadowing?
Yes, hopefully.
If it goes the other way, people are going to be mad.
Oh, gosh. People are already mad. Steve, are you ready?
Let's go, Mariners! Let's go, Mariners!
What animated character says, "What's up, Doc?"
Bugs Bunny.
Correct.
What's up, Doc?
The Mariners became an MLB team in what decade?
In the 70s.
Yes. What is the name of the mascot for Iron Maiden?
Oh, Eddie.
Yes.
Sorry.
Your ulna bone is located in what part of your body?
My ulna bone?
Ulna.
Oh. I'm going to go leg.
No.
Arm.
Yes. What celebrity is currently in the news for alleged sex trafficking?
What celebrity is not?
Okay.
Wow. Diddy. Sean Combs.
What is the name of the main character in the movie The Karate Kid?
Mr. Miyagi.
No.
Oh, Daniel LaRusso.
Yes. According to Google, what is the most popular fruit in the world?
What?
According to Google, what is the most popular fruit in the world?
Orange?
No.
Apple?
No.
Banana?
Yes. What band had the hit song The Bad Touch?
Ah, the Bloodhound Gang.
Yes. Yellow and what other color make green?
yellow and blue make green. Blue.
Yes. What is the first element on the periodic table?
Iron.
No. It doesn't matter. Gold. No, because you still got 9 correct, which is a win. Oh. Barely.
Let's go, Mariners.
Oh, Scotty nice. Doesn't know.
Well, I was saying...
The ulna.
The ulna's in your arm. I was saying that Scott was the Mariners and you were the Red Sox.
Oh, don't do that.
I know.
Don't ever make me be the Red Sox.
Well, now you won.
Now you need to apologize.
Maybe just don't play your song and we'll call it a tie. I really thought you were going to get a perfect 10.
I did too.
One that Scott, that the only one you didn't get correct. The first element on the periodic table is hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Yes.
Good try, Scott. There's always next time. A podcaster spent 90 minutes interviewing a well-known guest, only to think she was interviewing an entirely different celebrity. You're going to hear the awkward moment between her and her guest after the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, are you familiar with the Sage Steele Show?
No.
So it's a podcast hosted by, you guessed it, Sage Steele.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Right? Light bulb moment there. But on a recent episode of her new podcast, the host had
she was on ESPN. I remember Sage Steele now. I just didn't remember her name, but once I saw the picture of her, I was like, oh, okay, I know exactly who you're talking about. So she's got a podcast like everybody.
She's got a podcast. Now. Everybody's okay. Doing it. UFC's own Dana White was on. And a very embarrassing moment transpired that is like making my skin crawl just thinking about it. She confused him with someone else.
And the great part about this is apparently this interview was going on for about 90 minutes.
Whoa.
And I don't know if that meant that she thought she was talking. I need to go back and now listen to the full interview to find out. Like, was she asking questions that either celebrity could answer? Or did she think that, or was it just one of those brain farts? Because we've all, dude, I mean, as much as we want to goof on somebody, I know I've been guilty of it. I know we've talked about Danny and his flub with the All-American Rejects. Like, you have a brain fart, and sometimes you say the wrong name.
Of course. So I'm not even going to say the name of who she confused yet. I want to play the clip.
Okay.
At the conclusion of the interview, Sage asked this question that obviously confused Dana White.
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
Joe Rogan, Dana White. What's Dana White's dream?
Did you just think I was Joe Rogan?
I totally did.
She just called me Joe Rogan. You thought I was Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I thought you were Joe Rogan.
I was bald before Joe was ever bald.
Okay.
She did a 2-hour podcast. I flew here from Vegas and she thought she was interviewing Joe Rogan.
He doesn't sound very pleased.
I would want to crawl in a hole and die.
I've had that happen, though. Not on the level of what she just did right there. Although she could have just been like, yeah, have you ever thought about Joe Rogan?
What do you think his dream is?
I thought you could hear her go, what's Dana White's dream? I meant, we could fix this in post. But I remember I was fortunate enough to go do these WrestleMania interviews or SummerSlam interviews where the WWE would send me to wherever the event was happening, put me up in a hotel, which was awesome.
Nice.
And then part of the deal was get up early in the morning and do what their version of Radio Row, kind of like at the Super Bowl. But they just parade all their wrestlers that are willing to get up early, which is that was quite an arm twist for the PR people. But they made it happen. And one time we had the New Day, which are massively successful, very popular WWE trio. And I'm a big fan, and I know these guys. And one of the guys is Xavier Woods, and he's awesome. I've been a fan of his forever. But the nerves kicked in, and I'm like, oh, I'm here with Kofi Kingston, Big E, and Elijah Woods.
Oh.
And didn't even realize it. I wish I don't have the audio, but you could just see the look on his face like, huh? He's like, Xavier. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And the funny part was he's like, it's all good. You won't believe how many people have actually done that.
How funny.
Because
not the first time.
Yeah, but I felt like such a dope.
Well, at least it didn't go as awkwardly as that went.
He didn't say I just spent effing 2 hours talking to you.
Flew all the way here. You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Give us a follow on social media at Daily Migs. On the topic of interviews, for some reason, there's this interview that took place back in 91 that is going viral in the present day.
Okay.
The Highwaymen were touring. back in 91, and they sat down for an interview, and it did not go as planned.
Now, I did not know who the Highwaymen were. Did you?
Yes. It's like basically a super group of country music.
Yeah, I didn't know this is even a thing. I kind of want to go check out some of their stuff.
Oh, they're fantastic. Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson.
And here's a little bit of one of their songs appropriately titled, The Highwaymen. So that's Willie Nelson right there.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. Bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
That's about all I need to hear.
It's so great, though. I mean, like a super, like outlaw country supergroup, it's pretty dope. Okay, nobody agrees.
Oh, no, I'll have to listen to some other songs. It's not fair to just base it on their most popular song.
I'll send you one of my favorites after the show.
What's the song? What's the song called?
I think it's called Silver Stallion.
Okay. Silver Stallion, boom, right there. Yeah.
Play it.
Oh, you want me to play it, huh? Well, I just like, yeah, just do whatever you want. Okay, fine. Don't yell at me. I already like this one way more.
It's got a little pep.
Do you? Well, when you set the bar so low with the one before that.
I'm going to steal me a silver stallion.
No. Who's this one? Who's that guy? What does he look like?
Which of the four? It's not Willie Nelson.
Is that Kris Kristofferson?
It's probably Kris Kristofferson. Yeah, he's the only one I couldn't recognize.
This is like my mom's dream group.
Here's Johnny Cash.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack the Diamond.
Taryn is way too into this.
Yeah, please turn this off.
I need goosebumps, you guys. I love it so much.
No. Mind you, she's wearing a Grateful Dead shirt right now. Of course she would like this.
So back when this tour was happening in 91, the Highwaymen were interviewed by a reporter. This reporter asked a question that suggested they were only a band because they couldn't sell out venues on their own anymore.
Oh, so like
which is just awful to say.
So even see, before social media, there were still trolls. They just didn't have an easy conduit to get these trolly opinions out.
So this is what Waylon Jennings responded with.
Why the teaming up together? At least one critic, probably more critics have suggested it's because none of you can now fill the halls anymore on your own, that it takes four of you.
What?
How do you answer a critic
like that? How kind of you to point that out. I might point out that I sell out smaller venues.
I'll tell you, one more point, too, that if you ask another question like that, we'll burn your home.
Gonna find me a reckless woman.
That's Waylon right there.
Raise your blades and die.
The interview's great. You couldn't see it. You couldn't hear it, but visually, that reporter looked not too pleased.
Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive fan of music, maybe even outlaw country.
Come on.
But could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we'd like you to prove it. And if you do, you could win tickets to see the Black Crows. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook. Shook.
It's time to play the game Hook or Shook, and this week we are playing for tickets to see the Black Crowes on April 15th at Macaw Hall.
And I ran my day. Yeah.
Ooh,
sorry, I got excited.
Really good.
Thanks. It's like, awesome. Like you're doing a show with Chris Robinson.
Exactly. Yeah. The contestant this morning, let's meet Debbie in Rainier. What's up, Debbie?
Not a lot. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So the way this game works is you must get both songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, and this is where you can get shook, a member of our show at random must get it right for you. And if not, you will lose, and we will be forced to give those tickets to caller 9. So let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
You've been on the heater there, Taryn. All right, it's on Taryn right now, but I don't think it's going to stay on. Wait, it is going to stay on you.
Is this finally. Four in a row.
Debbie, you're working with Taryn.
Now, Debbie, yesterday the contestant did not he didn't wait for me to give him a hint.
He was a premature guesser,
so don't be like that guy, okay?
He needs to go to Revive to handle that.
I'm happy to help you if needed. So okay. Are you ready for your first clip?
I am. Oh, man. Give me that again, please. Oh, man. I have no idea right now.
All right, the band, not Kings, but
Queens.
And not...
You're kind of painting yourself... You almost painted yourself in a corner. I love that.
Not Modern Times, but...
Queens of... I don't know. I can't
get it. Not a rock, but a...
Not a rock, but a...
What's another word
roll?
For...
Queens,
no, not
what,
a...
Another word?
Another word for a rock.
Boulder?
You two should never play charades together.
Like if you were smoking weed, you might get a little...
Oh, Queenstone, Stone.
So the
I don't know what the name of the band is.
Oh,
you just gotta.
Queen Bright. Oh no.
No, it's not gonna happen.
I don't think we can do it.
We've tried.
I wanted to
Debbie.
Do it.
We love you, but you don't know the band.
I don't know. I'm trying to go off your clues.
So sorry.
What
Debbie,
is it, Taryn?
It's Queens of the Stone Age. No one knows.
Oh, I wouldn't even have known that. Good clues.
We would have been here all day, and we haven't even gotten to the song yet. Such a great song.
Solo.
Dave Grohl puts on a clinic on this record.
So good.
Fun fact, got to see this band live a couple times, but I saw them at El Corazon. On the drums, Dave Grohl.
What?
This record just came out. They did a tour, and Dave, of course, recorded the drums with them. He wasn't a full-time member,
yeah.
But he took a break from the Foo Fighters, decided to go with the Queens of the Stone Age, hit the road. They played El Corazon, and that place was packed. I've never seen it more packed in my life, to the point where... A lot of us were like, I think I might pass out. It's so hot in here.
Wow.
Because there's just so much energy. But then once they took the stage and you just watch Dave Grohl, like no further than where Danny is from me.
Wow.
It was like Dave Grohl. And so that's like what? Like maybe 10 feet away. Not
Holy
even.
Holy smokes.
And I'm watching Dave Grohl just put on a clinic on the drums. He's got his drum gloves on. He's shirtless. He's just hammering the crap out of those drums. One of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Caller 9206. 803 Rock, not getting tickets to see Dave Grohl, but getting tickets to see the Black Crowes on April 15th at Macaw Hall. That being said, like you can tell from Queens of the Stone Age record to Queens of the Stone Age record that is Dave Grohl on the drums.
Yes, absolutely.
It is uncanny.
The funny part is like I also loved a lot of their records that did not have Dave Grohl. Like my favorite Queens of the Stone Age record is Lullabies to Paralyze.
Oh, yeah.
The one after that.
Yep.
And that's Joey. I'm such a drummer nerd, but that's Joey Castillo on drums. And Joey is a monster.
Who's
on
Rated R?
Alfredo Hernandez, I think is his name. Dude, he was... Why do I know these things? I know he was the guy that toured with them.
Nice.
I think that was his name, Alfredo something.
Because I really like Rated R.
Wait, that's
the blue cover?
The blue cover. He might have been on the record before that, their debut record.
Nice.
I can't remember. I'm getting things confused a little bit. But I think they wanted Dave Grohl to do the drums on Rated R, but he was just like, I can't do it. I'm busy with the Foo Fighters. And then they had, because it's just like a revolving door of musicians. It's Josh and then whoever's around.
Hmm. Well, Rockaholics, if we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Twisted Sister.
The Daily Migs Show.
All morning, we have received texts and phone calls from you Rockaholics that we've not yet had a chance to chat about. But the time has come. We're checking in with the Rockaholics. So anything that's on your mind, hit us up, 206-803-ROCK.
Someone just said, Migs, I have a very strange memory about drummers as well. So it's funny hearing you talk about Queens of the Stone Age. But yep, it was not Alfredo on the drums on the second record. Alfredo Hernandez played drums on the first album, but it's funny you even mentioned him. The drummer on the second record was Gene Troutman, who played with a band called the Miracle Workers.
Huh.
And so he's the guy that did Rated R. But apparently he was, I looked it up and they were right. But also, I guess he was originally trying to be the drummer of Queens of Stone Age, lost out on the gig to Alfredo, who used to play with Josh in the band Caius.
Oh, yeah.
And then when Alfredo left, that's when Gene stepped in.
And the rest is history.
And it just triggered some old memories. And I found the picture. I showed it to you guys, but it was back when they put out that, I think it was the first record. They were kind of a local band.
Yeah.
Because they were on Loose Groove Records, which was Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam's record label. And actually, Matt Cameron, I think, played drums with them before they ever recorded. And some of the other guys around town, local musicians, were playing with Josh. And he was playing a lot of shows in some different clubs around here. And then they just kind of blew up. But I remember he came in one morning when I worked at the end. Actually, they came in one night first. They wanted to bring all their equipment in. And then they were going to perform live on the air, Queens of the Stone Age, on my morning show. So I met up with them at night to kind of work the audio out because I was mixing the audio. It was pretty cool. And I'll never forget, they were just like, can you get us some weed? And I'm like, sure can. And I had to call like one of the guys that worked at the station. I'm like, hey, can you bring some weed on over? And I was like, that was like one of my first moments of like dealing with rock stars that wanted weed.
It's a big claim to fame right there,
Steve. It was pretty awesome.
Hooking them up.
I was pretty fired up. I didn't get to get stoned with them, unfortunately. Which would have probably for the best, because at that age, I probably would have said something like, I'm getting stoned with the Stone Age, man. And they'd be like, get out. The crazy thing about the Alfredo guy, he would, for the drummers out there that are listening, you know, the hi-hats, the two cymbals that kind of close together, they're typically like 14, 15 inches in size. He used like these big crash cymbals. He got two of them, like 20-inch cymbals, and would use them as his hi-hats, and they just sounded like monsters. It was just like, and he was a big guy, so I think that kind of added to like the flavor of his drum sound.
I love that.
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, you guys might recall that we were talking to former Mariners pitcher Ryan Roland Smith.
Oh, he even got a text that said, dude, Ryan Roland Smith rules. Thanks for having him on.
Everybody loves that guy.
He's such a cool dude.
We were stoked to talk to him, even more stoked to find out that he is a huge fan of pop punk music. Danny, like, almost came out of his chair.
He did come out of his chair, actually.
When we asked him to name some of his favorite bands, he named a band from this area, MXPX, and we have the audio.
And number three, as you put me on the spot here, I'm going to have to go either MXPX or there's another group. I'm going to say Lagwagon was another one, too.
Dude.
A couple of these ones.
Danny,
if people are like shaking their heads, but they're probably my top three. Look,
Danny just jumped out of his seat when you said MXPX. Of course, the Northwest Zone. I don't know if you ever run into those guys because they're from right around here, and that's Danny's favorite punk band.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
They're from Bremerton.
Oh, my God. Okay. It just unlocked thoughts in my head right now. I loved them back in the day when I was in high school. Had no idea.
Tom, the guitarist, he'll text Danny from time to time and say he's listening to the show. It's kind of crazy.
Well, if he's listening right now, thank you for all the memories back in the late 90s, early 2000s, fellas. Appreciate it.
Now, how crazy is this? So we had that chat with Ryan Roland Smith this morning. Danny ends up texting the guys in MXPX who would not expect this at, like, you know, 8 in the morning. Are just, they're together.
Yeah.
The band's together.
What are the odds?
And so he told them what happened, and they recorded a video, I guess, what they're getting on a plane. That, yeah. The timing couldn't be better.
Yeah. They're playing Mexico this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not, right?
I was like, okay, cool.
So they're all about to get on a plane, and we told them about Ryan Roland Smith from the Mariners, and they sent a video to Danny to pass along to Ryan. Aww. And this is what they had to say to Ryan Roland Smith.
Hey, what's up, Ryan? First time I was on the radio this morning, Danny said, and just want to say what's up.
What's up, Ryan?
That's all, man. Yeah.
Do your thing.
This is a cameo now. Someone owes us $100.
Do your thing. What is that thing he's doing? We don't know.
He's doing his thing.
But that's awesome.
And then did he say it's a cameo? Someone owes us $100.
Yeah, I'm sending. I already Venmo'd him. We're good.
That's so awesome.
That was nice of them to do it that quickly.
Absolutely.
Give them 5 stars on their ratings.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. We've got Johnny in Tacoma who has a question. What should he do in Vegas for his 60th birthday?
Ooh. Yeah, it's first time ever. They go, you've never been to Vegas? You guys remember me about the dog thermometer deal?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. Oh. How can we ever forget that story?
Steve, if you ever meet my wife and you go up to her, I will stand on a chair eye to eye because I'm not tall as you. And we'll go toe to toe.
I wouldn't do you dirty like that. The thermometer already did.
So what do I do in Vegas? What do you guys thought?
There's something I've done in Vegas 4 times.
Oh.
And that is go see the Beatles Love. I don't know if it's still happening.
I was going to suggest that.
I went and saw it. I mean, I could go back and go to any show of my choosing, but I chose to go back and see the Beatles Love.
Is that a Cirque du Soleil thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. My wife and I did that and we're blown away. And neither one of us are big Beatles fans, but we're like, let's go check it out.
My mom loved the Beatles. And our last name is actually Love.
Okay, well, you have to do that then.
I guess so, yeah. She's going to be.
And it's still happening. So, yeah, it's still available. And they do a bunch of shows. Like, there's multiple shows, so you don't have to, like, freak out.
Is it at the Mirage? Does it say? I can't remember what it is. It might be at the Mirage, but it's amazing. Worth the investment. Very expensive cocktails. Those are also worth the investment.
And then there's also a really nice restaurant. What the hell's the name of it? It's called Spearmint Rhino, and I highly recommend checking that place out as well. Your wife will love it.
What is it?
It's a strip club.
Oh!
I think we lost Johnny.
Johnny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I'm working and talking to you guys on the radio.
Nice, nice.
And it is in the Mirage Hotel, the Beatles Love Show.
Okay, cool.
What else do you think? I got a place for you, Johnny. And actually, this is a restaurant. Is it Gordon Ramsay's? Is it just called Gordon Ramsay's
Burger? Remember BRGR or whatever, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's at the Planet Hollywood.
Yes,
dude, they have the absolute best burger I've ever had in my entire life, and I think about it often. And as a plant based weirdo, it was one of those like plant based burgers, but obviously they have meat burgers. And I think Danny got a legit one, but. Just the way they prepare it and all the sides and the type of bread that they had. Oh. I've never eaten a better burger. And we've had a few people text in after I said that went to Vegas. And they're like, you were absolutely right. It didn't matter what burger you get. All the burgers at Gordon Ramsay's Burger are phenomenal.
I also have to say, too, if you like brunch or buffets, the Cosmopolitan Hotel has an amazing buffet brunch, all you can eat. And so does, I think it's called Bacchanal. Which is also a really, really good.
The Bacchanal?
Bacchanal,
yeah,
yes.
It's so good.
Saying it.
Yeah, that's something I say when my friends annoy me. Bacchanal.
I know, but it's a little pricey, but it is so good.
So worth it.
Cool. And Johnny, when is your birthday?
April 14th.
Oh, it's coming right up.
Hey, it's my daughter's birthday. Yeah. That's my daughter's birthday. Congrats.
Yes, it is. That's right. Yeah.
Different years, though.
Yeah, different years.
Yeah. Nice. Well, happy early birthday, Johnny.
Yeah, and hopefully those places you can go check out. But I, it's funny you mentioned the Beatles Love. Like, my wife and I, we went there. It was her birthday, and she wanted to see Britney Spears and do her, like, you know, residency. And we went to that, which was really fun, actually.
Yeah.
We went twice.
Wow.
Well, we went once. I got drunk, and I was like, I feel like we could have had better seats. I feel terrible. So I got on, like, on the ticket apps, and I'm like, we could go later today. And it's only, we could be 12 rows back for $500. And I was like, that's a lot. I'm like, well, it's too late. I hit bye. She's like, you did what? I'm like, it's your birthday. Who gives a crap?
So wait, you saw it twice in what amount of time?
Twice in 3 days.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But if you can see any residency in Vegas, go. Because they just do it up bigger. It's just better. It's so much fun.
What's next, though? I need to go to a Sphere show. I don't even care who's playing. Even the stupid Grateful Dead band I would go see.
It's Dead & Company.
That one, too.
Steve Nicks.
I'm kidding.
It's going to be amazing.
They are doing it?
They actually extended their dates. They're going like into August now, or like, at least July. I think maybe they're even going into August now. Don't laugh at me, you guys.
No, I'm loving it, Steve.
Because he hates the Grateful Dead.
He said he would go see anyone. However, I think if we were there, I feel like Steve would be like, you know, I'm good.
It depends on where I'm at in the day. and how free are the tickets? Someone says, though, I just went to see Beatles Love and it was awesome from Paul. So
highly recommend. Well, Rockaholics, there's a woman who took a nap while at work on her break, but accidentally slept through the rest of her shift. Did she get fired? We'll hear about it at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, I feel like you have a nap spot here. Do you have a nap spot?
I do.
Tell us about your nap spot.
It's the green room.
The green room.
So we have a room here at the station. Well, when we were in the old building, we had our own office. Mm-hmm. And so I actually purchased at IKEA one of those small little like love seats, and it would fold out into a little mini mattress. And it was incredible.
Yeah, it was
so
cool.
I would just close the office door, take naps after the show. If I had nothing else to do, if I had like a meeting at noon, I'm like, I got time to kill. So I take naps. Well, then we move here and now we got these open office plans and can't really do that. It's kind of frowned upon. So I found the one place where there's a couch, which is our green room, which is, you know, one of those video rooms with a big green wall. And that's where I would go. Most actually Wednesdays, I would, because I'd have other things to do here. Record at like 11-ish, so I'm like, I got an hour to kill. You know what? Shut it down for an hour, and I'd set my alarm for an hour. That was always my goal. It's like, even if I don't fall asleep, I'll just lay on the couch and just decompress. But in an hour, when that alarm goes off, I get up and get the hell out of the room.
Well, there's a,
and I forgot for a while to put up a sign
that said
the room was in use. So every once in a while, I would wake up to somebody going in there for a private phone call. And they just barge into the room, and then the light would turn on, and I'm like, because it's like one of those auto lights, and then they would just see me asleep in there. It's very awkward.
Well, there's a Walmart worker on TikTok. People have been talking about what she does for her naps, which is going to her car during work breaks,
okay,
shutting it down for an hour, setting an alarm, but one time she did not wake up when the alarm went off. She slept through the alarm. Did you ever do that?
Well, even if I did, it's not like no one's expecting me to go back to a certain spot and like stock shelves. So like if I mean, I could just go home. You know what I mean? If I slept through the alarm, I just go home.
So this lady's name is Brooke. She slept through her whole shift and here she is talking about it.
I usually take naps at work on my lunch break and I set an alarm. And today I set an alarm. I guess I turned it off because I woke up like 2 hours later. And my shift is over. It was a good nap, though. I'm going back home to finish that nap.
Poor girl. Like, where's that girl? I don't know. Last I saw, she went to her car.
She said that she ended up using her PTO, her paid time off, to cover the hours that she missed and was able to keep her job.
Oh, so they didn't fire her.
They did not fire her.
Nice.
It's great news, right? Well, a man got arrested because someone threw a banana at him. This story is bananas.
Oy.
And we're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Audio Slave.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here. Things would have been so awkward if Steve Migs had not had an extra Mariners hat to put on your head. Because you rolled in here with no Mariners gear and we are offended.
We came prepared.
I am wearing blue, though.
Oh.
So, which was an accident. It just so happened that I was in this bar last night and got a t-shirt.
Wait, did you buy that last night?
Yes.
The Cozy Nut Tavern?
That's you have another one of those, though.
Yeah.
How many cozy nut shirts do you have?
I lost that one.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's not like a little, like,
don't ask,
shirt.
Don't ask me how I lost a t-shirt, because I honestly couldn't tell you.
Wow.
Did you lose it last night while you were there?
No, I don't think so.
So there's an actual bar called the Cozy Nut?
Yeah, it's great. It's on 85th, over by 85th and, like, 1st, over by the Fred Meyer there. Yeah,
it's not a gentleman's club?
It's a great spot. They got a terrarium with squirrels in it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, the shirt's great.
You should take a field trip.
I'm in for that. Right. I want a shirt, too.
Dude, you guys
want
to go to the Cozy Nut? I'm in.
Let's get Cozy Nuts at the Cozy Nut.
And it's a great name, let's be honest.
It's fantastic. The DMV is brought to you by Palace Law and the Cozy Nut Tavern. Hey, it's also National Respect Your Cat Day.
Like an actual cat?
I don't know if it's a naughty thing or what, but hey, ladies, respect your cat today.
Okay.
Also today is Mariner
Madness?
Thursday.
Oh.
I don't know. I was trying to think of what day it was today.
March Madness, Mariner Madness?
The season starts today.
Seattle?
Madness.
He's excited as opposed to the comment earlier from Facebook that we got.
Now, f*** you, Mariners.
What is wrong with people?
Well, this guy could tell you.
This team is going to suck, people. I can predict it now. They suck ass the first couple of months, lose every game by a run, then they start getting our hopes up. Oh, Julio Rodriguez, you're the best. Big dumper with the dingers. Here we go. Then they get injured or forget how to hit. Then there are 5 games left in the season, and we need to win 4 of them to make the playoffs. We end up winning 3, and then back to next year's going to be our year. No, it's not. No, it's f***ing not.
Wow. Mariners play tonight over at T-Mobile Park.
It's too bad that guy's not going to be there. He seems like a lot of fun.
That's a guy on Facebook. That was an actual Facebook reenactment right there. Mariners taking on the Boston Red Sox. We think they're going to do great as opposed to that guy.
Now, you Mariners.
We get it. We get it. Julio Rodriguez, this is going to be a big year for him.
Oh, yes. Authorities are now turning their focus to salvage operations to remove wreckage from the river after the bridge in Baltimore collapsed after the container ship ran into it. 2 bodies were recovered yesterday. 4 more missing people are presumed dead. And the Coast Guard has said that reopening the waterway into Baltimore's port will be the number one priority.
Wow. I think I saw some of it. It'll take years to rebuild a bridge in area as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Such a massive bridge.
And that's such a big port in that area, too. Oh, yeah. I mean, what a mess.
I have what has to be the strangest story about the strangest reason why a fight happened, but it happened at a gas station in Pittsburgh.
Okay. So,
Ryan, you weren't in Pittsburgh yesterday, were you?
Not that I'm aware of, but if you find a Cozy Nut shirt there, it probably was me.
A gas station employee in Pittsburgh was arrested for beating a man with a PVC pipe, and the reason being that man threw a banana at him.
How dare he?
That's not just it. Visualize this. So it all began when the customer walked into the gas station, took a banana, and threw it at that employee. That employee then grabbed that banana and threw it back at the guy.
Oh, yeah?
So then the guy grabbed more bananas and started throwing more bananas at the employee. And that's when the employee just said, I've had enough, grabbed the PVC pipe, and started beating on the guy.
Is anyone else just picturing Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong chucking bananas? That's what I'm envisioning right now.
We have audio of it. Well, the cops showed up. That's the cops right there.
Cops showed up and rolled a barrel at them.
Exactly. I mean, what the hell is going on? And it's happening in Pittsburgh. Hey, tonight, the Kraken, the Mariners are playing, but the Kraken also, last time they played the Anaheim Ducks, they beat them. That was just a couple days ago. So hopefully the winning ways continue for our Seattle Kraken. As far as weather, we're going to have a high of 52 degrees. It's going to rain. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle, yep, representing the Cozy Nut, is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.